Preston and Steve Fun Size.
So, I've not seen Avengers Endgame yet. Chuck D'Amico is in here just a moment ago, has not seen it yet as well. He's going on Wednesday, and whether it was, you know, commitments as far as, you know, just not being able to find the time to go do it, or like me, I had to wait until our entire family because I wanted us to see it together. This is the culmination of years and years of us enjoying these amazing movies. It's an incredible franchise, so I wanted us to see it together. So we're going to go tomorrow to go see it. So I've been avoiding, for the most part, social media, and I'm trying to avoid a lot of anything that would spoil any plot point at all. Casey and Chuck sent over this thing about Thanos. I didn't even look at that, even though I know you wouldn't dare send me a spoiler alert. I didn't care.
Oh, the Google thing?
Yeah, but I...
It was just a cute little thing on Google.
I'm not going near it.
Didn't want to risk it.
I don't care. So I didn't do it, even though I trust the source here. But Casey also sent over a text about somebody who crossed the line and a high-profile individual as well. It was LaShawn McCoy, right?
Yeah.
He posted something on social media that was a spoiler.
Yeah, and don't pull this up, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Don't pull up his tweet. You know, and just I want to figure out, because I didn't look to see how many Twitter followers he has, but he major plot point, and just tweeted it out like Friday. But you know, I guess maybe he saw it on Thursday night or something like that, and tweeted out to his 730,000 Twitter followers.
Not cool.
A major plot point, and I just don't.
So listen, I understand, and your ire registered with me as well over that. The truth of the matter is, we know that, okay, some people get a little crazy. Don't tell me how Jaws ends. Knock it off. You know, that's not a spoiler at this point. But I think we are now dealing in the culmination of a number of things, whether it be Game of Thrones, whether it be this, that are carrying a special weight to them, especially for fans who have been invested over years. Mm-hmm. And so, as we heard in the Love You Hate You call, people have gotten are hyperbolic, and I think rightfully so. Normally, I'm like, okay, I can see maybe you're a little overreacting. For many people, including me, it's a paramount enjoyment that people get to experience it for themselves.
And yes.
For the most part, I've seen there be a lot of respect for this. It's not just, I'm going to be cute and clever. Oh, you? No. It's a lot more invested in this. And there are a couple of stories I know you're going to get to, Preston, where people have found out the hard way just how invested. It's years with the MCU. It's years of time invested with the Game of Thrones cast and all the stories.
Yeah.
You want to experience it yourself. It's very important. And so when you do that, you're literally robbing someone. I know it sounds very melodramatic, of a life experience. And that sucks.
Yeah, but you realize we're talking about it again. You realize every time we talk about it, there's even more of a chance for a spoiler alert. Somebody call it and say something or post something on social media. Like, if you want to stay away with it from it, stop talking about it.
No, yeah, that won't stop it.
But to the point of this, though, to him posting that, blanketing it to his hundreds of thousands of followers. Listen, it's easy to say to somebody, hey, have you seen it yet? Okay, then you can talk about it once you get. But if you're putting it out there, posting it like that,
and
that's just a dick move.
Well, I've also seen people jump in, case just for a second, and so they throw out, if anyone's seen this or wants to talk about it, then you can take it into direct messages or you can email. But you just don't throw it out there like that.
Yeah, and the other thing is, by the way, he still hasn't taken his post down. It's still up there.
Has he responded?
I don't know. He is such an a-hole. But the problem with he tweeted it, is the fact that, like, I don't follow LaShawn McCoy, but it ended up in my feed because people I do follow LaShawn McCoy, and whether they liked it or commented on it, blah, 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 it ended up in my feed.
Did you read any of the responses to his? Were they pretty scathing?
Nobody's cool with it.
Yeah. It's a hilarious thread. If you have seen the movie and you don't want to spoil it, get spoiled. Don't read it. Don't read it. But if you've seen the movie, go through it, because there are just people, lots of memes, like people sitting back eating popcorn, like just watching this explode.
Hey, wait a minute. Have you seen it, Marissa?
No.
You care?
No.
Okay. Well,
that's fine. Right, that's totally fine.
Yeah. For instance, instance, we were on our call. I was in an Uber last night. I was with my boyfriend, and we were talking about this whole story. And I turned to him, and I wanted to tell him about it. But I knew that our Uber driver may not have seen the movie yet. So
very
I waited
good.
Until I got home, and then I told him the story.
All right, good.
So I was very cautious about it.
I appreciate
that. And I bet you got a great review from your Uber driver.
But so they've been ripping him apart, I guess, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, and as they should. In fact, I think, you know, if he ends up playing for the Bills this year, I'm going to end up in Buffalo for the Eagles-Bills game later on this year in October, and I'm going to write something mean on a poster board.
Oh, my God. Are you really going to do that?
How about this? How about this? Spoiler alert. You suck.
Yes. There you go. Yeah? That's your spoiler
like
alert.
Right, yeah.
So, Preston, like, again, you're there. Obviously, a big episode of Game of Thrones last night. It was 80-some-odd minutes and a big deal. It's not too much. Again, you know where I stand. It's like I say, I think people can go crazy. But this I see as having, that's just a flat-out crappy thing to do to tip a hand on something like this.
Yeah.
Especially when so much of this stuff is now delayed viewing.
Yeah, and it's either, I see the motivation, two reasons why you would want to do something that like that. Number one, you just want to be an a-hole and ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I saw it, and I want everybody to know I saw it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the only two reasons I can think that somebody pulls crap like that and reveals a plot point of something that is clearly anticipated and important, and they do that. And just, neither one of those is acceptable.
Yeah. I, by the way, love watching sports. I don't know if you guys knew that
sports?
About me. Sports? Yeah, yeah. Especially I like watching the Eagles. And during their Super Bowl run, I had to coach a basketball game as they were playing the Atlanta Falcons. And so I understand people live tweet during games, so I'm not asking anybody to not spoil it for me because that's just the nature of sports, you know, live sports. So I just stayed away from it. You know, I stayed off of all social media. I had actually, because it was a home game that I was coaching, so I got on the microphone before the home game. I said, hey, guys, by the way, and the Eagles are playing. I said, please do me a favor if I'm anywhere near. Don't tell me the score of the game.
You made an announcement
on
the PA.
I did. I said, I don't want to ruin. I'm DVRing the game, and when I get home, I'll catch up to and watch it. And, you know, so I definitely did my due diligence to not find out. But when you don't have a choice, when Preston, the first thing you'd see when you open up the show this morning and the text message comes through, like, dude, come on.
It's
man.
A joint effort.
Like, I really wanted wanted to physically assault LeSean McCoy after I read that. Like, I was so mad at him that I wanted to, like, punch him and throttle him until he, like, succumbed to his injuries.
Well, speaking of that,
yes.
Steve had mentioned the story to me, and I have it here. Apparently, a crowd of spoiler-sensitive Marvel fanatics beat the living crap out of a loudmouth for yelling out major plot points as they waited to see the movie. This was in Hong Kong. The spoil sport, who was not identified by name, was leaving one showing of the superhero flick in Causeway Bay, Hong Kong, when he started blabbing about key moments to those waiting in line for the next showing.
Purposely walking along the line, yelling out major plot points.
Is he funny?
What's that?
I think to be a dick. Yeah, a funny dick.
So a purported photo of the aftermath shows a man in a white T-shirt seated against a wall being treated by a few onlookers as blood trickles down the right side of his face.
I hate to laugh, but I think he got what he deserved.
I agree. You know, I mean, well.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I know not really, but it's sort of really.
Well, here's the deal.
But sort of really.
It's sort of really, but not really. But you know what I'm saying?
He didn't get what he deserved, but he got what he got, right? And that wouldn't have happened to him if he didn't do that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not maybe, you didn't maybe deserve that.
I believe it's.
But you got it.
It's an equal, the onus is on both parties, the potential spoiler and the recipient, to take precautions. You're in the theater. You're in line. You're going to see it in just a little bit. You know, this was clearly an orchestrated a-hole move.
When we were walking out of the theater yesterday morning, because I took my kids to see it at 9 a.m., and when we were walking out at noon, there was a guy standing in line looking to buy tickets for some sort of show. And one of my kids, I don't remember which one, started talking about the movie, you know, because that's what you do after you see a movie. You sort of dissect it and everything. And I shut it down because I don't know what this guy's going to see. I don't know if he's going to see that or us or whatever. But I said, hang on, guys. We'll talk about it, but let's get to the car where nobody's within earshot because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
There you go.
Makes total sense. Yeah. So, yeah, just please respect it, if you will. By the way, somebody is calling in. I'm even hesitant to go to phone
calls. I wouldn't.
But this says that LaShawn tweeted that spoiler four times out.
That son of a bitch.
And made it worse. What's that all about?
What? Also, for what it's worth, there were spelling errors in his tweet. You know, like he couldn't even spell the character's names right.
He spelled LaShawn wrong.
Wow. And speaking of this movie having an over-the-top reaction, a woman in China was so overwhelmed while watching the movie that she began sobbing uncontrollably and had to be taken to the hospital because she started hyperventilating.
God!
She struggled to breathe, possibly during one of the many affecting moments in the movie. She was taken to the emergency room at a nearby hospital and given oxygen in order to regulate her breathing. She said that she's an emotional moviegoer. The doctor said she's going to be fine. The crying incident is yet another odd story to come out of the movie.
God.
Record-breaking opening weekend.
She went into this same woman went into cardiac arrest during a viewing of Monster Truck.
Oh, my God.
So she's
where the monster was actually inside the truck.
In the truck. Preston, what I would say is this. There's so many moments where you will tear up. And once you've seen it, check out Kevin Smith's spoiler-packed review because he brings a lot of insight to what you just saw, and it's just great. But he goes, listen, I know me crying makes me even more ineffable, but but it doesn't matter because this is, you know, and what he talks about, the reason why, if anyone needs an explanation as to why people are off the charts worked up about this movie, well, $1.2 billion worldwide take in one weekend should indicate.
Yeah.
The fervor for it.
By the way, I over the weekend, as you pointed on, pointed out off air, Steve, almost every single Marvel movie was on over the weekend at some
glorious
point in time, and I spent yesterday watching at the same time, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Ant-Man. Because they were on three different channels, and they were channels with commercials.
Yeah.
So I would watch one, and I've seen them all multiple times, so I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Because as soon as a commercial came on Avengers, I flipped over to Ant-Man. And then when that had a commercial, you know, I flipped over to Guardians.
And the good part is he's not like, oh, they're going to leave out the sex scene. Or he said mother effer there. So you don't have to worry about that. The movies remain pretty much intact.
And I did cry. A little bit while watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course.
Did you?
It's where they're you know, about to, they grab onto the stone. And spoiler alert, but he sees his mother in his mind as a kid saying, you know, hold my hand.
Hold my hand, yeah.
I get all weepy and stuff. I'll be in the know tomorrow, and we can all
and Chuck is seeing it on Wednesday.
He's seeing it on
Wednesday. You should do is once you get out, wait for Chuck to get out on Wednesday. Just stay in the parking lot.
How can you wait that long?
What?
I just don't know.
But you get tickets. It's been.
Yeah. Here's the way I had mentioned last
week. I bought tickets last week for Sunday morning.
I had some friends that went and saw it early Friday morning and everything, and it's cool. And as much as I want to see it, like I said, it's not a concert where it's going to come to town and then it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I can still go see it. And the fact that I just have to avoid, you know, the information that leaks out about it is not that big of a deal.
It's only been 3 days.
Only been 3 days.
I don't know if this is an extra devious rub here, but Kevin says to make it worse, LaShawn spelled things wrong purposefully so that they would come through the filter. Does that make any sense?
I don't think he's that smart.
No, he does not have that much forethought.
Kevin, we're not sure he's that smart, but it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But that would be extra devious.
Yeah, it would be.
You bastard.
All right, so anyhow, just keep that in mind. It's really pissing people off.
Yes.
Like you said, we heard on the Love You, Hate You line of somebody who was apparently, I guess, at work, and they started talking about it and ruined it for everybody and pissed a bunch of people off.
Bottom line, listen, if you are not into it and you maybe look down your nose at people that are, like, just stop. It's something that people enjoy, right? So, like, just let people enjoy it. Let people like what they like.
Listen.
You know?
Like, I know my room is full of Batman toys.
Yeah.
You want to make fun of me? That's fine.
Yeah.
But I love it. So leave me alone.
Speaking of toys, I have completely other things to talk about. We definitely wanted to touch on that.
We had to. We're a major news service.
But I was not aware of this, that according to a study, about 50% of people are more likely to get intimate with their partner while on vacation.
Yeah.
And while you may want to take some sexy lingerie or something like that to kind of spice things up a little bit, or maybe a kinky toy, you have to be careful because the bringing your sex devices abroad can land you in jail sometimes.
Oh. Is that right?
Yes.
So
some countries have restrictions on sex toys.
Have you ever tried to bring that violin across?
No, I never have. Well, state lines, yes.
State lines, but
never another country.
So do tell.
Some countries like India, United Arab Emirates, and the Maldives have restrictions on sex toys. Under Islamic law, sex toys are also prohibited under the category of illegal pornographic material. In 2011, authorities made buying sex toys or bringing them into the country illegal. This comes after it was revealed that you can't wear lacy panties in Russia.
How do they know?
Belarus or Kazakhstan. The country banned sexy outfits, apparently, I guess.
No more sexy panties in Kazakhstan.
According to this particular
story. Let me see panties. Now, if they're not lacy, is that okay?
That's a good question.
If they're just like big old bloomers.
Maybe they have a whole, a department that checks that out and they...
Yeah.
They're the ones who can make a call on that.
This does not give me boner. You're free to go.
But I guess some people travel with their vibrators and their dildos.
We've had stories of you've had in the bizarre file above. They think there's a bomb on the in the luggage, and it's just a vibrator going off.
Yes.
What? Well, who do we have in it?
Nikki Glaser. We did the contest,
Nikki Glaser, and she the hotel had provided. Right? There was a sex kit?
Yeah. Hey, when we were in London.
Did you get a vibrator?
No, but they had a little intimacy kit.
Really?
In our rooms.
And what was in it? Spotted dick?
No, it was like, no spotted dick.
That's dessert. That's pudding.
I think there were condoms and lube and a little tickling feather and things like that. Amongst the little premium items that you
was it
have.
On like the little shelf?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think Rodney probably took ours.
He took your sex kit?
Well, he was
That's
there
first. Not like Rodney.
Now, we had, so it was a Marriott hotel. We have a Marriott rewards program, so we got an upgrade in the room, and it was free. And so I guess maybe we had it and you didn't have it.
Well, I had a special sex feature that my refrigerator leaked water onto the carpet.
Oh.
And that was really erotic.
Okay. Was that part of your rewards program?
It was part of my rewards program. Yeah.
That shower was interesting in that room. It was like
It was like a closet that had water coming from the ceiling. It was very weird.
It was a shower room.
I was not happy with it.
But speaking of sex, I did see this story as well. Norwegian University of Science and Technology researchers have proven that men should pretend they're not interested in a woman to increase their chances of sleeping with her.
It's very difficult for a lot of men to do. Or to do it effectively. Now, how does a man, what's the best and optimum method of, do you just act standoffish? Do you act rude?
I mean, then you just come off as a jerk.
That's what I think, yeah.
Not really. I mean, this is like what girls have been told since we were kids. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to throw yourself at them because then they're not going to be interested.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
No, what, guys?
Well, yeah.
Sure they will.
No, if you throw yourself, they know they can get it, then they'll come to it when they feel like it.
Okay, and this says, in fact, men who tried too hard actually turn women off, but at the same time, women who acted overly interested in men had more success.
Well, I don't know about turning them off. I think that might be a little too much.
One expert not involved in the research adds, in economic terms, it's about supply and demand. The most in-demand people are not the most available. They are a rare commodity in the dating game. So, I'm not buying that. Now, here's the deal. I understand you don't want to slobber all over a woman when you're trying to get her attention. But acting like you're not interested at all might just, you've got to get some attention at first.
Well, it's finessing that. It's being a little standoffish without being hit the road.
Listen, we've been playing this game for years.
I know,
they're just trying
forever.
To teach you now.
I know. Fortunately, it's a game that I don't have to play anymore, which is wonderful.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Decades of not having to play that game. Thank you, honey.
It is a different world, though, now. I mean, you do have all kinds of different...
Absolutely. Did we learn nothing from Bill Cosby?
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I meant, like, you know, social media and apps that are for dating.
I saw a prototype for a new dating app on Friday after the show. It was a friend of mine who's really smart, tied in with venture capital and that kind of a thing, and he was showing me this thing that's sort of like the anti-Tinder, because Tinder has turned in, essentially, it's like a sex app, you know, swipe left.
Yeah, straight up.
It's not really about dating so much.
Sure,
It's about hooking up. Exactly. So this guy's dating app uses these algorithms to, Casey, you'd post a video of you know, playing with your dog if you were single at home, right? And then the next video that you posted would be you going to the Avengers, things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
This algorithm then allows you to see if, you know, if Kathy might respond to that kind of a thing. But it's subsequent videos, one after another, showing what you are and what you're like instead of just how handsome you are.
Okay, so is it tied into your other social media apps?
It's not. It's its own app, and it exists, this app, but it's not prevalent yet. But the point I'm trying to make is there are always new apps. There are always new ways to find new people, and there's never any shortage of new ones, you know, new ways to do it.
Well, this seems to be providing a larger macro picture of the person.
Exactly.
But it does work in tandem with how big's your junk.com.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always a caveat.
By the way, speaking of sex and interaction with men and women, or men and men and women and women, the phrase Netflix and chill, of course, has been known to mean come over and, you know, we'll have sex.
Yes.
Essentially. We'll put TV on and we'll have sex. Well, now, apparently, people are taking it to mean come over and watch Netflix and relax a little bit.
it actually means that.
Yeah, not have sex. So an article in the Wall Street Journal says that some experts think binge-watching shows is a new form of birth control for many couples. A lead author from a related 2017 study says if you're watching something streaming, the next episode is immediately available, and there are no commercials where you could look over and say, hey, honey, you look nice tonight. So now they're saying that it is actually, as of 2017, fertility rates have dropped below what's needed for the population to replace itself. And they're saying this is one of the things.
Well, there's a problem.
But they said another survey of people aged 18 to 38 recently found 36% say they'd rather watch TV than have sex.
Apparently, drilling the bunghole means watching Hulu.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Drilling
the bunghole means watching Hulu.
Watch Hulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means the opposite of Netflix and chill.
Right, exactly.
Well, they came up with their own phrase.
But I think it's because, you know, the show ends, and maybe that might be when there's a break in the plot, and maybe you're starting to feel, you know, now's the time to take it to an intimate level. But the next episode starts immediately, and you get caught.
You have no time. Yeah. When you were dating, or when you would do the, you know, invite, hey, why don't you come over to my apartment and look at my etchings or whatever, was there a movie or a TV show, besides the classics putting on mood music, was there something that you would, was there a movie you would go to sort of?
We sort of talked about this in college for Nick and myself. It was like Disney movies and stuff
like
that.
The Lion King.
VHS. I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got...
But I wonder...
You got some to The Lion King, didn't you?
Well, I lost my virginity to Aladdin.
Okay.
But my friend Brian Walsh...
Did I just F a genie?
His line was, you want to come back? Because, you know, if you had a VCR in your room, that was a cool thing. So you could watch movies back in your place.
I wonder how all of this technology has changed college life, because back when we were in school, like, you kind of hung out in whatever room had, like, the best movies, you know?
I never had that sort of scenario, but it would be my understanding, like now you can have a really nice little home theater set up in your
dorm room. Like, a 19-inch TV, you know, and that was totally...
And Fraggle Rock.
And Fraggle Rock on DVD, and, you know, everything was dependent on, you know, your CD collection, your VHS collection, and, you know, you would watch Fletch 1,000 times, and you know, your options were very, very limited. It wasn't until I think my junior year, my buddy started working at West Coast Video.
Oh yeah!
So then we really had access to every single movie ever.
Did West Coast Video have any porn?
Yes. In fact, I got
not triple X porn.
No, they had triple X porn.
Did they?
Yeah. So my buddy, the one time I went into this one did not all West Coast Videos.
Okay.
This one, the one by the Acme in the Collegeville Shopping Center, had a back room. I grabbed one, I put it on the desk, and then I went to go, you know, shop for some other movies. And my buddy switched it out. He went and took that porn and switched it with gay porn.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
I mean, I was by myself, right? So yeah. I'm like, time. I'm going to get home. Yeah. I'm gonna just quick rub one out. And then I'll get on with the rest of my evening.
Yeah. I've got things to do.
And I turned it on. And I'm telling you, like,
what is this?
Well, the one Where's guy.
What are the girls showing up?
Well, the one guy was a little feminine looking, right?
Yeah.
So it took me a little bit until I was like, he's got a penis. Wait a second. And then.
So an hour later, you're still watching.
Yes, I was just in your store. And the porn that I bought has nothing but guys. I want to bring it back.
I'm telling you, between the time when I left the video store and came screaming back to the video store, probably about 10 minutes of time had passed. And he saw me pull up and he was howling, laughing. It was funny, dude. I wasn't mad or anything like that.
I didn't,
Frank. Yeah.
I didn't realize they had like straight up because, by the way,
not
those,
all of them,
we've
man.
Talked about this, but those rooms in the days of video stores, so there's two video places that I belong to, you know, one had like old style Western swinging saloon doors.
That's what this had.
And the other one had beaded curtains.
Now this has
swinging doors. And when you would go into that room, suddenly your humanity and dignity would just get sucked out of your, right? You just felt like the biggest bridge troll on earth.
I want to back up just a minute here to the to the movie you took home and you started watching it. And I guess at some point you're like, well, I'm going to give us a few minutes
and see
how this plays out. Clearly, I guess you didn't take care of business while you were watching that. But let me ask
you,
before you headed back to the store.
Yeah.
Did you set that aside and close your eyes and go to the highlight reel in your mind and do your business and then go?
No. What I did
you
is
went back
I,
and got it, your, is the I, porn you wanted.
Is I got up, I put my pants on, I blew out all the candles,
got out of the bath,
picked up all the rose flower leaves,
put the Calgon back in the
I screamed over there,
took your beauty mask off.
Do you think did you hit fast forward? Did you try to like maybe it was just the beginning?
No.
Doesn't this guy know any women?
I mean, I really wish I could remember the name. I don't even know what the name of it was, just because the guy, his hair was like a little bit longish. He was thin. And I was like, I don't know. But getting back to, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, one time I was, this is when I was in my single days, and I forgot, it was a bar or whatever. I was doing an appearance, met some girls that were in a bachelor party. Yeah, we're going to go back over to this house, blah, blah, little party. You can come over. I'm like, hey, it's awesome.
I'm in.
A bunch of girls go to a bachelorette party, you know. And I show up, and because I had to get done working, I got there, and I come in, and they're all watching male gay porn.
What? Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and
it was
like,
freaky.
And I was just like, I was a little confused. I didn't quite understand. And I don't know if they were watching it because they got something out of it, or it was just kind of a novelty thing, or what. But I was just like, I don't well, you know. I come in and a dude's got something in his mouth, you know. I mean, right there, I'm like,
listen,
I was confused. I'm like,
it's just not your
it's fine,
not your menu item.
But it was a bunch of girls watching guy on guy porn, and I was like, is this what women do at bachelorette parties or
no?
But it confused me.
I don't think I've been to.
Yeah, well, it was certainly anomalous. So how did you sort of just Murph it out of there?
For a couple minutes, I'm like, yeah, I gotta go.
I've seen this one.
Yeah.
So, Steve, let me ask you, because with those rooms and those video stores, it sucked when somebody else was in there.
It was worst.
So what would you rather do? Would you rather poop with somebody in the stall next to you?
Poop with someone in the stall next. I'd rather poop with someone in the stall with me.
Rather than peruse
peruse porn with another guy in the room. Because because you have to do this. You had to. Thank God for open source pornography. But now you do that. No eye contact whatsoever, breathing at a minimum. My heart would beat like once every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Try to reduce every bodily function so you're making as little impact as possible in the room. And then obviously, as you're going into your various selections, as you're looking down different things, you don't want to telegraph messages to this Because the first thing you're thinking is, who's this pervert?
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you're going to think. But it was just the worst.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where I went to go rent from a store.
Because no one buys.
A VHS.
Yeah.
And I had run into the girl behind the counter before. She was cute. Had thought about maybe asking her out sometime. But I had already walked up to the counter. I didn't know she worked there. I had already walked up to the counter with... in my hand.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to delve into the African-American world that particular night.
Right, yes.
And I put that on the counter, and she's standing there. I'm like, well, this is never going to happen now. I'm never going to ask her.
I'm writing a thesis.
On a date, yeah, right? Yeah, that's probably what I should have done.
I'm writing a thesis on
research.
Cultures.
Yes, and
wanted to just make sure I had every bit of it.
Yeah. Cultures. And cultures. So
African cultures.
And I had to... I felt like an a-hole.
Yeah.
I felt like a total a-hole.
And what culture is this fisting?
Do you guys remember back in the day they used to run the Star Spangled Banner before the movie started?
Yeah, it was a free speech thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, your rights to blah blah blah. And it was there. I remember that, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember one that...
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
I hope you enjoy this African-American sex video. Never forget it's your right to enjoy other cultures and how they get it on.
It was the 1980s, and so, you know, yeah, it would have... it was very patriotic to...
Frankly, there are certain things that are going to be done that I can't figure out, but that's not my job. My job is to make sure you continue to have the rights to watch the kinkiest crap I can make sure makes it through. Whether they're swinging doors or beaded curtains, that room is for everyone of age.
If you're 21 and
if
older.
If you're 21 and over.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that the chick behind the counter is someone you don't want to date. Because you're going to have a tough time explaining hot Carl Palooza. Now enjoy the film.
And the movie wasn't even that good, man, when I got it home. No, it was lame. It's terrible.
Probably better than the gay porn I watched.
It's so.
I said it's probably better than the gay porn I watched.
Isn't it funny though? We're talking the depravity of what was all of that, but there was a whole subculture related to that, or not a subculture, but an experiential thing. When you'd go and you'd finally make the, you'd debase yourself to go get these things, and then you'd get it home and you'd be disappointed. It's like, I just made this effort. I felt like crap. I felt like a pervert. I felt, you know, just disgusting.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get the payoff.
Yeah.
You know, what? There's a plot?
Especially if it was like old 70s, you know. Yeah, with plots
with
and
plots?
Really, really lengthy moments that you just don't need in your pornography.
What?
Yeah.
That's why stop trying to make art.
That's why Boogie Nights really is such a great movie because it, you know, it's from a different time, but they took
it's
it
spot
so,
on.
And they took it so seriously, and you can understand why. I mean, there was money to be made, but once the home video entertainment
killed it.
All, like the roller girl storyline, that's fascinating stuff.
And of course, then these aggregator sites that just, you know, that's why the industry has shifted back to personal appearances in clubs. And that's why you'll see them all go out and make these, you know, the all that. I mean, like the AVNs, you know, the porn awards, they're not even anything that much anymore because no one cares about that stuff.
Yeah, but let's not forget that it's your right as an American, you know, to have free speech.
I'm President Ronald Reagan. Today, as you're making your selection behind that beaded curtain or swinging cowboy door, remember it's your right as an American to watch anything, no matter how disgusting it is, if you are of age. Just to make a quick cursory check of who's working the counter in case it's someone you might want to one day date.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless America.
That's right. And no spoiler alerts in the porn, too.
No.
Okay, that's it all
we
ties.
We all know how it ends.
It all ties. Well, we hope so, yeah, that it all ends that way.
It always ends with, you should have warned me. That's, you know, try to reduce every bodily function so you're making as little impact as possible in the room. And then, obviously, as you're going into your various selections, as you're looking down different things, you don't want to telegraph messages to this because the first thing you're thinking is, who's this pervert?
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you're going to think. But it was just the worst.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where I went to go rent from a store.
Because no one buys.
A VHS.
Yeah.
And I had run into the girl behind the counter before. She was cute. Had thought about maybe asking her out sometime. But I had already walked up to the counter. I didn't know she worked there. I had already walked up to the counter with in my hand.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to delve into the African-American world that particular night.
Right, yes.
And I put that on the counter and she's standing there. I'm like, well, this is never going to happen now. I'm never going to ask her.
I'm writing a thesis.
On a date, yeah, right? Yeah, that's probably what I should have done.
I'm writing a thesis on
research.
Cultures.
Yes, and
wanted to just make sure I had every bit of it.
Yeah. Cultures. Cultures. So
African
I had,
cultures.
And I had to, I felt like an a-hole.
Yeah.
I felt like a total a-hole.
And what culture is this fisting?
Do you guys remember back in the day they used to run the Star Spangled Banner before the movie started?
Yeah. It was a free speech thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your rights to blah, blah, blah. And it was there. I remember that, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember one that...
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan. Exactly. I hope you enjoy this African-American sex video. Never forget it's your right to enjoy other cultures and how they get it on.
It was the 1980s, and so, you know, yeah, it would have... It was very patriotic to...
Frankly, there are certain things that are going to be done that I can't figure out, but that's not my job. My job is to make sure you continue to have the rights to watch the kinkiest crap I can make sure makes it through. Whether they're swinging doors or beaded curtains, that room is for everyone of age.
If you're 21 and
if
older.
If you're 21 and over.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that the chick behind the counter is someone you don't want to date. Because you're going to have a tough time explaining hot Carl Palooza. Now enjoy the film.
And the movie wasn't even that good, man, when I got it home. No, it was lame. It's terrible.
Better than the gay porn I watched.
It's so.
It's probably better than the gay porn I watched.
Isn't it funny though? We're talking the depravity of what was all of that, but there was a whole subculture related to that, or not a subculture, but an experiential thing. When you'd go and you'd finally make the, you'd debase yourself to go get these things, and then you'd get it home and you'd be disappointed. It's like, I just made this effort. I felt like crap. I felt like a pervert. I felt, you know, just disgusting.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get the payoff.
Yeah.
You know, what? There's a plot?
Especially if it was like old 70s, you know. Yeah, with plots
with
and
plots?
Really, really lengthy moments that you just don't need in your pornography.
What?
Yeah.
That's why trying to make art.
That's why Boogie Nights really is such a great movie because, you know, it's from a different time, but they took
it's
it
spot
so,
on.
And they took it so seriously, and you can understand why. I mean, there was money to be made, but once the home video entertainment
killed it.
All, like the roller girl storyline, that's fascinating stuff.
And of course, then these aggregator sites that just, you know, that's why the industry has shifted back to personal appearances in clubs. And that's why you'll see them all go out and make these, all that. I mean, like the AVNs, you know, the porn awards, they're not even anything that much anymore because no one cares about that stuff.
Yeah, but let's not forget it's your right as an American, you know, to have free speech.
I am President Ronald Reagan. Today, as you're making your selection behind that beaded curtain or swinging cowboy door, remember, it's your right as an American to watch anything, no matter how disgusting it is, if you are of age. Just to make a quick cursory check of who's working the counter in case it's someone you might want to one day date.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless America.
That's right. And no spoiler alerts in the porn, too.
No.
Okay, that's it all
we
ties.
We all know how it ends.
It all ties. Well, we hope so. Yeah, then it all ends that way.
It always ends with, you should have warned me.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.